The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Previously on the Z1 podcast.
Stop stalling and tell me how Hendrix escaped from the attic.
His ball had gotten wedged in the guttering.
Then everything seemed to happen in slow motion. I just remember seeing the zombie's head explode in a flash of light. Shards of silver-coloured plastic splintering into me.
I'm surprised Hendrix wasn't killed on the spot.
Don't get your hopes up. The power isn't coming back on.
What's that?
Warning. This is a work of fiction. Everything you're about to hear has been fabricated, including the character opinions, and all events that follow should be considered as entirely imaginary. Even the hamster isn't real. The town of Farringdon does exist, however, and it's actually all right, so go visit if you want.
Have some fun in Farringdon.
Said. Hey, what's up?
Guess who?
Is there any way you can turn these messages off? Just have us talking.
I'm excited.
What channel options are there on yours?
Let's play fetch the bone.
There's one, two, or buckle my shoe. I can see you now. I'm hanging up. Most impractical find ever. Why are we even using these?
They do the job. It doesn't matter that they're pink with bow ties. The age range isn't important. It means we can just cover more ground when exploring and communicate more effectively.
I love the talkies, but I love the walkies more.
Woof woof. Really, Aaron? They've got the range of a pair of mittens on a string. Nice arse, by the way. Come on, give us a twirl.
Oi. There'll be no wolf whistling on my modern construction site, thank you.
Is that what you call it?
I've got a wheelbarrow. I've got a men at work road sign look. I've even found an old chair so I can have a sit down for hours for no apparent reason. Where's the hard hat I gave you?
You mean the My Little Pony bike helmet? It doesn't fit.
It said one size fits all.
Good for ages between 1 and 12, not how many years I am.
41? 38? 36? Alright, what age do you want me to say to get you to stop giving me the evil eye? Seriously, you should wear your helmet if you're coming up here.
Only useful to me if the sky's falling in. Where's your helmet?
It broke. I headbutted a zombie. Well, a few more than one, actually. It's been a bit of a busy afternoon.
Five. You nutted five zombies to death.
Yeah. It's got to make you wonder how much quality testing they put these things through. Do you know what? I won't buy another helmet unless it's been rigorously tested on at least a dozen Zeds. Anyway, what do I owe the pleasure?
I've just come to see how you're getting along, since you spend most of your days up here now.
You wanted a wall. I'm building a wall.
I see a mound of mud with broken bricks.
Materials are scarce, as you well know. How's our homing hamster?
Surprisingly well for the ordeals he's probably been through. He's a little matted and scrawny, but I fed him a carrot and he's back in his cage now.
Not the pigeon catcher.
How many pigeons did you catch in Hendrix's cage? Exactly. But we can't keep giving him our food. We're on tight rations as it is, and you know how he can eat.
We could set him free again.
What? No, that's cruel. We can't do that.
He survived. We might be doing him more harm by keeping hold of him.
We need to get him some proper food.
We can't even get ourselves proper food. One of their mystery cans from the attic was a kitty cat tuna.
You still ate it, though. Do you think the pet shop in town we used to go to has still got stock?
I doubt it. Last time I went in there, the guy told me he was selling it. I said working there was killing him. In fact, when he rang up the hamster bedding I bought, he said, if I buy another 10, he'll give me the keys to the shop. Then he laughed nervously and started to sweat. I really don't think he was joking.
COVID hit businesses hard.
Z1 has hit them harder. Okay, I think I've deserved a break from this mural masterpiece. Let's go check it out. Uh-oh, we got company. Put your weapon away. It's only Edna, just leave her be.
She's still a Zed. Can't I just casually slice into her on my way past?
No, she's been here 80 years. She deserves to be here until entropy kicks in.
This isn't enough entropy for you. Aaron, she's given you the finger.
Normal for zombies? They can't control their hands.
Now she's given you the cutthroat sign.
Oh, don't talk rubbish. They can't do that.
I swear on my Nana's grave. She just put her finger across her throat like she was threatening you.
Bollocks. Don't be daft. Come on, let's get out of here.
Is that the owner in there?
I do believe so.
God, he was quite the prophet then, wasn't he? That place really did kill him. What's the plan, Stan?
Let's use the walkie-talkies and split up. You grab his attention up front, I'll sneak round the back and get to him from the other side. Hopefully, we can do that without alerting any passerbys.
Right. Set the volume on your walkie-talkie to whimper.
Let's see. Yelp. Yap. Whimper. Got it. Right. Give me 2 minutes to get set. Love you.
Good luck. Love you too.
It's your bum buddy here.
What the dog just said. I'm ready. You?
Let's play fetch the bone.
Rather apt. Okay. I'm moving up to the window now. Here, boy. Come on. That's right. No, that's a fish tank. This way. No, that's a snake carcass. Ew. The window. Where are you going? Ah.
I love the talkies, but I love the walkies more.
Woof, woof. Can zombies be deaf?
You're my best friend.
Possibly. Why? Am I going in or what?
Not yet. He's just going back and forth. I'm tapping on the window, but he's not noticing me. I think he's hard of hearing.
Guess who?
You'll need to do something visual then. Wave your hands. Dance around. Show him your tits or something.
I'm excited.
I'm definitely not excited. Right, Katie. Remember, you're doing this for the hamster. Oi, mate. Check these out. It's working. A little too well.
Is he dead?
Well, a pane of glass impaled him through his head, so yeah. Well, I'm calling that one all.
One all?
Non-contact kills. You got a Zed to decapitate himself at the care home, and all I had to do was shake my boobs at one. And now it's one all. Come on, let's check the shop quickly and get the hell out of here before trouble starts coming.
Whoa, that's a cool looking drinking bowl for Hendrix there.
That's an upside down rabbit skull. Keep looking. There, next to the filing cabinet. Gerbil mix, yes, get in. Come on, grab it and let's go. Zeds are approaching.
Wait. We might find something for us. Oh, dried fruit?
Dried fruit for parrots. Fine, take it. Will you come on?
Oatmeal?
Dutch shampoo? Okay, take it. We'll clean the hamster with it. Maybe some for your beard, you scruff. Now please, let's get the fuck out of here.
£40 for a kilo of dried fruit he was charging. No wonder the dude was looking for a way out. No way he was selling anything at those prices.
Oh, did it here. Each berry contains nutrients, vitamins and minerals essential to health. Nope. Bleh. Not for me.
You can't be choosy nowadays.
How's the shampoo?
Tastes all right.
You didn't. No wonder you can't taste those berries. How the hell are you still alive?
Huh. You know, I was thinking about that. With months of us slumming it on our diet, I think our bodies are getting used to it. I reckon if this goes on, it'll probably change our DNA. Future generations will have more robust constitutions, be more prepared to pick up a worm or two to survive.
That's not a MasterChef episode I want to see. Are you telling me you want to have a baby now?
I didn't say that. Though, we could be really good parents. I've got a bit of fruit stuck.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, dear. Oh, thanks. Phew. Close one. So, how about it?
I've never been more attracted to you.
Next time on the Z1 podcast.
Finally, we've arrived at Badbury. Just breathe in that nature, would you? I say, you zombies, it clearly says keep off the bluebells.
Never mind about that. There's an ice cream truck over there. Ooh, chocolate. Ooh, wafers.
Ooh, keys. Want to go solve some mysteries, Daphne?
Not right now. We got company. And I don't think they want our Mars bars.